This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Chances are, when you are listening to this program, more terrorist attacks have occurred. But as I record this program, a most brutal attack has just happened in France. And the Daily Mail wrote that the French president says France is at war with ISIS. Knifeman chanting Allahu Akbar behead French priest, 84, and leave nun fighting for her life after storming mass before police shoot them dead. The priest had his throat cut while another hostage is fighting for life after knifeman burst into Normandy Church at 9 a.m. Reports that one of the attackers shouted Allahu Akbar as they launched the attack. The Vatican has condemned the barbaric killing of the 84-year-old priest. It's interesting that the Vatican has now done this after Pope Francis, not too long ago, pleaded with us to have mercy and compassion and love for those terrorists, those ISIS fighters. But the Daily Mail pointed out that the attack in France is just one out of many hitting Europe. On July 24, they referred to the Festival suicide bombing. A failed Syrian asylum seeker set off an explosive device near an open-air musical festival in the southern city of Ansbach in Germany that killed himself and wounded a dozen others. The 27-year-old had spent time in a psychiatric facility, while the regional authorities said it was likely a jihadist motive for the attack. July 24, knife attack. A Syrian refugee was arrested after killing a Polish woman with a large kebab knife at a snack bar in the southwestern city of Reutlingen. In an incident, that's also in Germany, of course, police said didn't bear the hallmark of a terrorist attack and was more likely a crime of passion. Now you wonder about that one. July 22, Munich, male mass shooting. David Sonboli, 18, shot dead 9 people at a Munich shopping mall, and by the way, close to a McDonald's store, before turning the gun on himself, having spent a year planning the rampage. Police said that the German-Iranian was obsessed with mass killers like Norwegian right-wing fanatic Anders Behring Breivik and had no links to the Islamic State group. However, ISIS immediately claimed responsibility and support for the attack. July 18, train axe attack. A 17-year-old migrant wielding an axe and a knife went on a rampage on a regional train, again in Germany, seriously injuring 4 members of a tourist family from Hong Kong and a German passerby. ISIS group subsequently released a video purportedly featuring the assailant, announcing he would carry out an operation in Germany and presenting himself as a soldier of the Caliphate. He is believed to have been Afghan or Pakistani, but he has been in Germany for a while before he launched that attack. And then finally, July 14, Tunisian Mohamed Moulel plowed a truck into a crowd of people celebrating Bastille Day in the French Riviera city of Nice, killing 84 people, injuring over 300. And the Nice attack was the 3rd major strike on France in 18 months and was claimed by ISIS. Now again, these were just situations occurring in the month of July alone. And you could talk about the crazy guy over there in Japan who killed so many people because he thought he had to rid the world of disabled persons, and on and on the violent attacks go. So the question is, are there any solutions to those violent attacks, many of which are, of course, ISIS supported, some maybe copycats? And you listen specifically to the solutions proposed right now in the United States during the Republican and the Democratic Convention. Now, of course, the Democratic Convention being in complete turmoil, They had their first day yesterday, and I've listened to many of the speeches, not all of them, but many of them. But as it was reported, not one of the speakers, and there were dozens of them, even mentioned ISIS. Didn't even mention ISIS. Now, when President Obama tells you that global warming is more of a threat to mankind than ISIS, when John Kerry tells you that air conditioners are more of a threat to mankind than ISIS, then you know there is no strategy. You know there are no solutions even proposed by the Democrats. And there are no solutions proposed. There is no strategy which could end terrorist attacks all over the world. So the Democrats don't even attempt to propose solutions. Now, the Republicans do attempt to propose solutions, but what are the solutions? The solutions are, let's build a wall, and Mexico will pay for it. Let's have all the Muslims scrutinized. Let's supervise all the mosques. Let's not allow anyone who is a Muslim coming to this country, or let's change it now to, let's look at territories, and where there are problems, we won't allow them in. And specifically France and Germany were mentioned in the context. And of course, then it was said, well, they have to be scrutinized first before they are being allowed to come in. But maybe Mr. Trump doesn't know this. When somebody from Germany, let's say, comes into the United States just as a visitor, he's already being scrutinized ahead of time. He has to file applications with the American government. So they are supposed to already catch someone who is a potential terrorist. Now, many times that's not happening. What's the solution? Is the solution then you ban everyone from coming into the country? Everyone coming from countries like Germany or France or whatever other country might come up where terrorist attacks are going to occur, because they will. You see, unless you are trying to make the United States a police state, a 1984 Big Brother community, all the solutions which have been proposed will not fly, especially also in light of the fact that many of those who are committing these atrocities are already in the country, have been in the country for a long, long time. So the point I'll try to make is that there are no solutions. Some of the proposals sound good. They may attract voters, but there are really no solutions which are practical and which would be successful. And so, when I listened to all those speeches, I have found that the solution, the only solution there is, has not been mentioned. Has not been mentioned at all. Has been overlooked, has been neglected, perhaps intentionally not raised. And even though lip services might have been given by some, really, when it comes to the substance of it, it was not taken into consideration. What is that solution, my friends? Do you know what it is? You see, people think that this is God's world. People think that God is ruling this world. And all we need to do is to submit to God who is ruling this world. But you know what? God isn't ruling this world. Satan and his demons are ruling this world. Those terrorist attacks are inspired by people who are, well, they might be called mentally deranged, but they are inspired, if not possessed, by demons. What is the solution? The solution is to get rid of them. In other words, to bring about a situation where Satan and his demons will not be able to rule mankind anymore. And then, and only then, can a change of heart occur. Jesus Christ, my friends, is going to return to this earth very soon to make an end to the violence all over the world. And when he returns, he will see to it that the mind of people will change, and they will not go out anymore on these vicious rampages. And if they try to, Christ will stop them with godly power. We don't need these man-made solutions, which will only make matters worse. And these solutions don't take into account the fact that we need God's help. And God is the one who's supposed to fight our battles. And God is the one who's supposed to bring justice and true liberty and freedom to all of us. Now, we have prepared several booklets which go into these issues in much more detail. One is called Angels, Demons, and the Spirit World. That booklet tells you and shows you from the pages of the Bible who is really ruling this world and why God is allowing it. And the next booklet on human suffering also explains to you why we have these human sufferings today. But the booklet also asks and answers the question, how much longer? God is allowing it today, but only for a very short time. The time of human suffering is coming to an end, and very soon. And we can all thank God for that. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.